This is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Ancient Peace Archive, featuring a blend of New Age, spiritual, and Christian music for your personal spiritual journey from the Jesus music era and beyond. Stefan Mikus with As I Crossed, A Bridge of Dreams, here on the Ancient Peace Archive.
Don't forget to write me, darling.
For our younger listeners, before email, texting, and IMing, people sent messages to each other on actual pieces of paper. You're on the Soundbeat. You're listening to the Song Spinners with a 1948 medley about the mail. About three centuries earlier, in 1639, a Boston tavern handled letters from overseas, the first evidence of postal service in the colonies. The first postmaster general? None other than Benjamin Franklin, appointed by the Second Continental Congress in 1775. And today, the U.S. Postal Service processes about 180 billion pieces of mail per year. That's about 7,000 a second. U.S. mail has been carried by foot, horse, ship, train, car, and plane. Oh, and mule. That's right, you can send a letter to or from the bottom of the Grand Canyon, where, luckily, there's very little rain, hail, sleet, and snow. Don't miss a beat. Sign up for the Soundbeat podcast at iTunes and soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive with DJ Frederick, exploring spiritual, New Age, and Christian music from the Jesus Movement era and beyond. Thank you.
beside the still waters. Oh, so silently. Comes a quiet moment beside the sea. Let your heart take courage. Oh, don't walk in fear. The spirit is descending. God is ever near. This is the place now, a time of cheer. No fading moment, don't need despair. Of creation, oh, is in the air. The stars are heard proclaiming, God is everywhere. Silently comes a quiet moment beside the sea.
My spirit's calling, and if he seems to wonder why, what you've come, tell him this I've said. To lighten his own head. Lights are there within my eyes, growing the sky, tell him to. And if he seems at all as his own self, tell him this I've said. The sun and moon have wed. Bid him move along the path beneath the sea, tell him. And if he seems at all as out of himself, tell him this I've said as a gift unto his and always at her side and hanging up the clothes, her sister's staring, completely purring. I've seen love in her eyes. So be on your way as wings upon the wind, and do not tarry. Oh, please do hurry. Add this gift unto his la 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 la
Thank you.
An Australian band known as New Wind with Time Flies By. Before that, we heard Kadona and New Light from their 1978 LP released on ECM Records. Prior to that, Roger Rodier and My Spirit's Calling. We started off that set with the company, Beside the Still Waters. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive.
This is Bird Note. This bird song seems familiar, intriguing. It's the song of the Eurasian blackbird. Paul McCartney and the rest of the Beatles most certainly grew up hearing Eurasian blackbirds in their home of Liverpool. Eurasian blackbirds are common in the gardens and throughout the countryside in Great Britain. But McCartney wasn't singing about the bird. He was singing about the racial strife in the American South in the 1960s. As he said later, this was really a song from me to a black woman experiencing these problems in the States. Let me encourage you to keep trying, to keep your faith. There is hope.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
It was a trying time, and Sir Paul said later that he saw the song as empowerment.
Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. We're only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Exploring Science and the Sea. It's been 65 million years since the last ammonites died off. Yet these creatures are whispering to geologists, helping them determine the ages of layers of rock that could be up to 200 million years old. Ammonites were relatives of modern-day squid and octopuses. But unlike those creatures, the ammonite lived inside a beautiful shell. The shell usually formed a coil, although some shells were straight or shaped like a helix. The shells consisted of several chambers. As the ammonite grew, it built new, bigger chambers to hold it and sealed off the old ones. It could fill the older ones with water or gas, allowing it to move up or down in the ocean, something that's similar to another modern-day relative, the nautilus. The first ammonites appeared more than 200 million years ago. The last vanished with the dinosaurs when a giant asteroid slammed into Earth. So ammonite fossils appear in layers of rock that span about 150 million years. In the 1850s, two scientists realized that the fossils were good tools for dating those layers, as well as any other fossils they might contain. That's because there were many different species of ammonite, each with a distinctive shell. Ammonites evolved quickly, so some species would vanish and others would appear over a short time span. And ammonites were found all across the planet. So ammonite fossils can allow geologists to date a rock layer to within a couple of 100,000 years, a mere blink of an eye in Earth's long history. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And this is DJ Frederick wishing you many blessings.
It was long ago that I heard the minstrel call my name, singing me a song that was written years ago. With my heart an open door, I was feeling lonely. Quietly in his words, I heard him call my name. It wasn't long ago, but it seems like years have come and gone. New songs, sharing you his words. It wasn't very long ago, I was only 17 years, a child on the hilltop with a light for all who see. When I'm feeling blue, songs of love come shining through, oh Lord, come shining through, shining through. And all the songs I sing, joy and emptiness, it's what I'm saying. To see the sunrise light the morning sky, and everything's alive with the freshness of the new day. And when the sun goes down, subdue the spirit, and warm and safe we sleep. We know the sun will rise again. It's what I'm saying. You come shining through.